Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. The risen Lord says, "Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches." All seven of the letters to the churches end with these words. They make it clear that the letters have been written not merely to them specifically, but to anyone with the ability to listen. They're the words of the Spirit, words of life for anyone who will hear them. Tuning our ears into the voice of the Spirit is vital for all of us. The Holy Spirit is the source of life and wisdom, and without him we'll never be able to discern God's will. However, his voice is only one of the innumerable voices with which we are continually bombarded. Listening to the Spirit is an activity which will only take place when we deliberately give him our full attention. Most people don't listen with the intention of understanding, but of replying. We're all looking for the opportunity to share what matters to us, and often have no real interest in what the other person has to say. True listening is when we give our full attention to the speaker, with the intention of receiving openly and humbly whatever they have to say. The Holy Spirit's words will always be full of truth. Listening to them will often be challenging and sometimes painful, but they will always bring us life. He does want to hear from us as well, and in our prayers, we should certainly bring our concerns to him. But we also need to ensure that we're good at not speaking. He wants us to be quiet in his presence, and that's where we so often fall down. Our prayers are so full of noise that there's no space for him to share his wisdom and truth. Mother Teresa once said, "God speaks in the silence of the heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer." The advice that many of us need to receive in prayer is to speak less and listen more so that we can truly hear what the Spirit is trying to say. So let me ask you a question. How good are you at listening to the voice of the Spirit? And what could you do that would help you to listen more carefully? And now let's pray together. Holy Spirit, thank you for loving us so much that you want to speak with us. Help us to listen carefully to your voice today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.